get me hum like a heat wave coming. Wrapping up the Landscape Hour here at Rosie on the House. Wrapping up the Landscape Hour here at Rosie on the House. We'll be talking. We've been talking about preparing for spring in the lawn and the garden here, 8 to 9. 9 to 11, we'll be talking about preparing for the spring and then the season that follows, the summer. Preparing for summer at your home. That's what we'll be talking about the next 2 hours, 9 to 11. Y'all stay tuned.
And preparing for summer in Flagstaff, we're talking a lot of vegetable gardening. Let's look at what's coming up at Warner's Nursery for local residents.
Well, next month we will have a seed starting seminar. And then we also have a pruning seminar with Mick Henry on Saturday, April 13th at 9:30 a.m. And we have our annual Easter egg hunt next Saturday. That's great for the kids. A wonderful family event.
Now, are there any fake eggs with money stashed in it? Those were the ones we always looked for.
I would want some
candy.
Of those.
What?
Romy always had a nose for those.
Where's the ones that jingle? Where's the coins?
Believe me, we've already started stuffing the eggs. So come on by. It starts at around 10 a.m. and we'll have paw placement there, face painters, bouncy house, all kinds of fun things for the kids.
We've mentioned Warner's a few times. I don't think we've mentioned where it is. Now, I would say anyone that's lived in Flagstaff any amount of time has seen it or knows about it or is familiar with it. But let's not make that assumption. Where's Warner's?
It's on East Butler. It is right next to Ace Home Co., if you know where that is. And we have a large sign outside that says Warner's. And we're open every day. We're only closed a couple days a year, so we're always there to help
you. Do y'all
you.
Ever have a snow day where you just close completely?
Very rarely. We're there shoveling and making sure there's no snow melt that's flooding anything and preparing for even that one brave customer that might drive through the snow that day.
And today in real time, as well as tomorrow, you're at the home show. What can people find if they're down at the NAU Sky Dome?
They will find that really beautiful Bellegarde truck and 20% off coupons. And then at the nursery, we have some great sales through the weekend on compost and planting steer manure, some forsythias that we talked about earlier, wintered over shrubs and perennials are 50% off. And you can see what's coming in. So stop on by.
You know, we've got, you've got one?
I said, do
take it.
All right.
Take it.
All right. We have one.
I was going to go somewhere completely somewhere else. So take
all
this
right.
one.
Well, we'll get wrapped up with Laura, who's called in this morning on a Tacoma hybrid. Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just bought a Tacoma hybrid, a small bush, and about 2 weeks ago planted it. And now all the leaves are off. There were a few blossoms that are still looking okay, but I wondered if I should just take it out and replace it or if there's still hope.
You planted it in the ground or in a container?
In the ground.
And the leaves fell off kind of immediately?
Well, it took about a week, I guess.
Wow.
About a week.
Well, that obviously shouldn't have happened. You might scratch or kind of bend or tweak the limbs and see if they're still supple or green. If they are, there's a chance that it will, you know, just pop right back out. I'm not sure. Obviously, there's probably no way of knowing why it stressed out or went into shock. Might have been the soil mix that you used when you planted it, or a little too much fertilizer, or maybe it got a little dry. I don't know.
Yeah, I tried to keep it wet, but it was when we were getting that really hot weather, so that could have been it.
Well, it didn't get anywhere near too hot for a Tacoma, you know, at 90 or 95 the other day, so for 1 or 2 days. But usually when that happens, it's that first hour or two of planting that might be critical, and this is something to think about. Anybody that's planting, as it gets warmer, you really, when you're planting, you almost need to be immediately watering in, and you just can't wait very long because that plant is going to stress out quickly. And that water, as soon as you start putting it in the hole around the plant, water will always seek out the driest place, which is generally not around the root ball of the plant. So the soil surrounding the plant sucks the water away first. So you've got to make sure that hole, I like to pre-fill them.
Actually, and going on today,
put water in
Harper,
first.
At Harper's Nursery, seems like I saw something a little bit ago about a free hot dog or something.
Yeah, we have a little gift shop that we've opened up at our Scottsdale location, and to kind of kick that off, we're giving away free hot dogs for the first, well, probably 100 or so folks that show up to come to our, as we call it, Trésor Desjardins. That's the redneck version of how you're supposed to pronounce that.
I love it.
Wow.
What?
That's the first for me.
Excuse me, what?
It's called Treasures in the Garden. Trésor Desjardins. I can't do French, so.
Comment ça va?
There you go, buddy.
All right, Mr. Harper of Harper's Nursery, we appreciate, as always, your time to be with us Saturday. And Sarah Walker from Warner's Nursery making your radio debut and our first broadcast from CAF on Historic Route 66.
Great job, Sarah.
Thanks. It was fun.
I think this broadcast is definitely going into one of the highlight reels for the future. Today, when we're wrapped up here, we're going to be down at the NAU Sky Dome for the rest of the American Home shows, along with Warner's and everything they have going on there. We have Jules is out at our Rosie on the House booth on the floor as well. I tell you what, that is probably one of my favorite home shows because it's right on the turf, and it's a padded turf. So you're standing there, usually on concrete at a home show at a convention center. This one is a padded AstroTurf and just great walking environment. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning.
That wraps up another hour of the Lawn and Garden segment on the Rosie on the House show.